rules will come to order. The time is 8 o'clock a.m. on February 26th. Members present are Representative Costello, Speaker Edmund, Representative Schrage, Representative Kopp, and myself, Chair Stutz. We have a quorum. I'm going to remind everyone to please silence your cell phones. We're asking that staff and members of the audience not approach the table. If you need to pass a note to the committee members, please get the attention of my committee aide, Matt Greening, and he will be happy to help you. I'd like to thank Lori Rowland and also our teleconferencing support from the Juno LIO. And I would like to welcome Representative Tilton, who has just joined us. On the agenda today is Senate Bill 87, reject the Commission's recommendations by the Senate Rules, the Compensation Commission recommendations by the Senate Rules Committee. The plan is to hear a brief presentation on the bill from Senator Wilkowski and his staff, Mercedes Colbert, and hold committee discussions and look towards the will of the committee. I would also like to note we have Megan Wallace, Chief Counsel, and Emily Nauman, Legislative Legal Services Director, online to answer any technical questions that might arise to the bill or you might have from information that was in your member's packet. Therefore, Senator Wilkowski and Ms. Colbert, please join us at the table, put yourself on the record, and proceed with your presentation.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Bill Wilkowski, representing East Anchorage in Senate District K, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee and sponsor of Senate Bill 87. Senate Bill 87 rejects a pay raise recommended by the Alaska State Officers Compensation Commission. That report was received by the legislature on January 30, 2025. By statute, the legislature must act within 60 days by March 31st to reject the pay raise or else it goes into effect. Last month, the commission recommended the governor, lieutenant governor, department heads, and legislators all receive pay raises tied to the Anchorage Consumer Price Index. If accepted, this pay increase would go into effect in calendar year 2027 after the next election cycle. Legislative Finance Division estimates the total cost of increasing these salaries in FY27 budget to be approximately $507,157 in undesignated general funds above what we pay now, with continued growth in the future. Senate Bill 87 also rejects the statutory recommendations, mostly because many of the items in the bill referenced in 2023 do not need to be done in statute. We have Emily Nauman on the phone from Legislative Legal that can speak more to that and the legal opinion provided to members. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing none, then I would be happy to entertain a motion. Representative Kopp.
Please make that motion. Madam Chair, I move to report SB 87 LS0526/A out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Hearing no objections, SB 87 is moved from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Would members please stay in the room to sign the committee report? And seeing no further business, we will adjourn at 8:04.